If Washington voters approve Initiative 594, nearly every gun purchase in the state will require a background check. That includes gun show and person-to-person sales. Opponents worry the government will abuse gun owners' privacy by keeping the information required for background checks in a database and using that information against them. Alan Gottlieb is the current chair of Protect Our Gun Rights, based in Bellevue.
The owner, their address, their date of birth, the serial number of their firearm, the type of firearm, the manufacturer. And, of course, we've seen around the country these databases being misused constantly against gun owners. And so if the database was not part of 594, it would be a whole other ballgame. But unfortunately, 19 pages of confusing, costly regulations that infringe on people's privacy.
For more on privacy and gun registration, we turn to Adam Winkler. He is a law professor at UCLA and author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. He told Jeannie Yandel what kind of information is included in background checks and kept in a background check database.
A good and effective background check database has to include information, for instance, of criminal convictions, mental health adjudications showing that you're incompetent, perhaps, maybe even dishonorable discharges. Some of that information might be personnel information, for instance, dishonorable discharges that might be difficult to find in the public record otherwise.
How do we know that the government won't take this information that they already have about us and use it in another way?
But none of the information they're getting their hands on is information that the government doesn't already have in some way, shape, or form. A criminal conviction is a public record. Finding of mental incompetence is a record that is part of a government finding. Some court finds someone incompetent. So I think that the government already has the access to most of this information. This is putting it together so that we can check that information against a purchaser who tries to buy a gun.
So then why do the people who oppose background checks bring up privacy so frequently as a way of saying this isn't a good idea?
I think it's a good rhetorical attack to focus on privacy, but we haven't seen significant privacy concerns in any of the six other states in the Washington, D.C. area that have similar universal background checks. They should be worried about Google, which has a lot more information than the government's going to collect as a result of these background checks. But people's information is already in the background check system. This is just about whether private sellers are going to have to run those background checks the way licensed dealers already do.
Adam Winkler is a UCLA law professor and author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Washington residents have strong opinions about gun ownership, gun control, and gun registration. We'll see how it all plays out when the votes are tallied for the competing gun measures that are on the fall ballot. Last week, our producer Andy Hurst hit the streets of Ballard to ask people about background checks.
I'm 100% for every measurement we can put in place to ensure that not one more innocent child has to be murdered in a school. You have to wait an extra 2 weeks and they have your name. Who cares if it saves the life of an innocent person?
So what are your thoughts on expanding background checks for people who buy guns at gun shows?
I think that's against our constitutional rights, to defend ourselves, bear arms against the government. I specifically have that gun to revolt against the government. So, yeah, I make sure my kid has one, too, disassembled and buried. If she gets a boyfriend, he'll have one free without his name on it. Sure, absolutely. If we have to manufacture them ourselves, we're Americans.
You can find all of our gun measure coverage, along with other in-depth interviews and reports on hot-button election issues and candidates, at our website. Go to KUOW.org and click on the tab Election Connection. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.